What is one of the creepiest locations you can possibly think of?
I don't know, your house.
My house.
Yeah, your house.
During Halloween time when I'm decorating it. You know what? I do a pretty good job at that. It is pretty creepy. No, I was going to say an asylum, like specifically an abandoned one, and one that's been left alone for a very long time, perhaps.
That's a good thing to talk about. Why do you think we immediately think asylum is a scary place?
I think because...
Than like other hospitals or whatever.
Yeah, you know? So for me, like, and I think I posted a couple photos actually to our Instagram.
The unknown?
No, it's back in the day, like back before our medical advances really took place, we used to do some fucked up shit to people in asylums.
It's just medical world back in the, even before.
Sure,
that,
all of it, I mean? Right. But you've got people who... were already vulnerable and were, you know, terrible things were happening to them. And it was a terrible, terrible living situation. So for me, if I think about an abandoned asylum, I think of almost like an old prison, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why I think people are drawn to Alcatraz and things like that. But St. Elizabeth's Hospital, I went to a whole exhibit at the building museum recently and it was so good. And it's, to me, I'm like, oh, what stories do these walls tell of the terrors and the tragedy that took place inside of them?
I just think it's a cultural thing that we made up to make it scary and make it rewrite stories about them, make movies, mm-hmm. demonizing the mentally ill people and that the things that they've we've done to them, and we create this narrative around it. Is
well, that's two different things. Like, yeah, demonizing the people,
right, but
is
but
one
that's
thing.
Why we if you go, if I say, hey, we're going to abandon asylum, mm-hmm. you immediately think, what's your first thing you think of? You think of all the scary, you know, like your first base, I guess, reference is like horror films that you've seen or whatever.
What? Think,
horror films or movies or TV show that you've seen about asylums, right? Like mm-hmm. abandoned asylums or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's always like a plot point or a location, mm-hmm. right?
It's just it's a creepier location, right? It's just,
I mean, like Freddy's mother, like, you know, like all the things that they,
Freddy's mother,
you remember, like they, was it how he became, like, we want to go through, we talked
Freddy?
About this.
Krueger?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger. Do you remember like episode, it's like part four, part five, they show the backstory.
Oh, remember, and his mom was in an asylum?
His mom, she worked there. And you don't remember this?
Is that why he, did that have something to do with why he started like doing things to little kids?
She gets trapped in the room full of like crazy people, like pedophiles and all this. I forgot what happens. She gets trapped in the room full of them.
Mm. I don't remember this at
and
all.
And they get, and they rape her.
Oh.
It's dark. And it's like, and that's how he is.
But he then turns around and just becomes a pedophile.
That's sort of his version. Oh. Like his version of like his backstory.
Huh. Who knew? Well, okay.
Like, I mean, you know, yeah.
Well, also, I
like,
think...
That's an example of taking, right? It's like taking a story, like not to say people aren't... Okay, we're going to a different...
Sure, sure.
Yeah, go on.
Well, no, I hear what you're saying. And I'm totally 100%. Like there's probably some films that have done... injustice to people that definitely struggle with mental health, right? But then you also have, like, let's be honest, some actual criminals that end up in mental health institutions, which are terrifying in itself. And then there's the, like I said, the terrors that...
Are they criminals because they're mentally?
Some of them, sure. No. I mean, now you're getting deep for sure. But I think they're definitely... Sorry, I had an itch. There's definitely people that end up in insane asylums that were just evil, I think, and not maybe... Like, they got out of prison and they went there, right, instead. But who knows? Whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, when I think of the scariest of things, I think of the lobotomies and all the tests and all the crazy shit we put people through. And so for me, I take more of the sad approach of how horrible people have it in these asylums, and that's the
well, how is that then? You feel you have more empathy.
I have empathy for the people that lived inside
pity,
of it.
So why is it scary?
Because it was that is like human torture and crazy scary shit. That mm-hmm. is all the makings of a good scary story. I think like human on human.
Right. right? Story. Okay.
Yeah. So that's
you're basically
that's
what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And it's
that's
just
that's our reference, right?
And look, when there's an abandoned one, it's fucking creepy looking.
We write stories, horrific stories about them, them and stuff.
And you know what I learned, by the way? What's that? P.S. So when I went to the exhibit of St. Elizabeth's, there were all these people. So St. Elizabeth's was one of the first. People are totally into this. Really fast. So when it comes to architecture and all that, so it was at the Building Museum because it's about architecture. But the guy that planned out that whole thing, I mean, it was replicated in so many other mental health institutions. Basically, if you can think of like user experience, he laid the buildings out in such a way that was supposed to help bring a person to a better point, to a better mental health state. So by the placement of the windows, by the height of the windows, by the layout, by the flow of the rooms, everything was so specifically constructed so that it would help reform somebody with mental health issues. Of course, I'm sure some of that worked, and I think other times it absolutely did not. But so anyway, it's all very fascinating. Asylums are fascinating, period. And sometimes they're scary, and sometimes they make for scary movies. And today we're here to talk about our favorite one. And I'm going to let you go first again.
I'll put favorites in quotations.
Favorite.
In this category.
So loosely favorite.
American Horror Story Season 2.
Whoa, you went with not a movie.
Yeah, I did go with a movie. Even though, man... Session 9.
Don't say
was
it.
One of them. But like, I couldn't. It was such a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah.
I do remember it being like a slow burn.
Can you just stick with your pick? Your pick? What's your pick? Asylum. American Horror Story.
Hey, listeners.
And, hey, stop it where you're at.
Can you listen to the bossiness?
Well, because you just start talking about the next. You're like starting to talk about another movie that you didn't pick. But guess what?
American Horror Story Season 2, which I think it's called The Asylum, right?
Yeah. Or just Asylum, I think.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is.
It was one of the better ones. Nothing tops the first season, but.
Season 2 was one where I bailed. Like, afterwards,
which
I was like, okay,
I'm
not. Season 2.
Asylum. Oh, Asylum was Season 2.
Yeah, I was like,
okay,
afterwards,
yeah.
Like, okay, I'm not watching this
anymore.
So wait,
you picked it as your answer today, but you didn't even finish watching it?
No, I finished watching Season 2.
Uh-huh.
And then I
bailed. You abandoned
the
after
series,
that.
The series.
I see.
Yeah, and I never went back to
okay,
watching it.
Yeah.
But it was, it's for me, and...
Do I get to go?
Season 1, Season 2, it builds up. It's a really good build up.
Yeah.
And it just... doesn't really pay off for me anyway, so I'll just be like,
wait, what doesn't pay off?
American Horror Story Season 2. Season 1 and Season 2. The series.
But you're picking that today. I'm still confused how this is why you said favorite is in quotations. So there's no other movie. There's no other horror movie that you could have picked. And but P.S., my choice is, because you were trying to take it over, and that's why I was trying to cut you off, but I picked Session 9.
Oh, you picked Session
9. Yeah. So I was like, can you shut your mouth, please?
Yes.
So, yeah, I picked Session 9.
Yes.
And it's a really good movie. And so you said you can't really remember it, so I think you should go back and rewatch it.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's all right.
It's good.
Good.
I'm a little bummed out that you went with something that you're immediately like not even wanting to talk about as something good of American Horror
Story. It's
not
my favorite. Season 2 was okay.
Okay.
Like, okay as a series. Mm-hmm. Like, again, like I said, the series does amazing job of Season 1 and Season 2 as well. I was beginning to say that it has a really good build up, right? Introducing the character and production value is better than certain movies.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Right. I wish you could have just seen him do that, by the way, in real life. Even, it was really
it's
funny.
Like, it's like, like just ate like amazing cheese or something. Magnifico. Like, well, that's Italian. It's so fresh.
Yeah.
Not even. It was, but it never, for me, pays off. Like, I don't know. It can't sustain that, right? For very long. Like, a comedy show, movies, right? It's really hard to sustain the type of laughter through a 60. It's very rare. That's why, like, you have really funny jokes here and there, and then it just kind of falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
And American Horror Story for a season, like, for a whole season to be scary or whatever, like, it's hard to sustain it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think.
Yeah.
So, but
do you want to talk a little bit about the story of Asylum at all and kind of what you liked about it then? Because so far you've just been saying what you don't like about it. You said, well, it's got good, like, it's production quality. But
yeah, production quality is awesome. It did introduce interesting episodes where, like, there was that one episode it was all singing. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, singing and dancing.
Yeah.
And there were people, and I think it was in her mind, actually, that was happening. Well, it was imagined, sort of, right? Mm-hmm. And those fun episodes like that. At first, I actually didn't like that episode. Mm-hmm. And then it began to, so it grew on me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that really stands out, right? And those stairs, that's in every movie. Mm-hmm. And every season.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so and introducing all the sort of same actors in different roles. I can't even think of exactly what those characters exactly were. Like, I can't remember them back. But
you got Jessica Lange, who works as one of the nurses there, and then you got the guy that's been in every single series season so far, and he was the husband who was married to a young black female, and then he goes into, I forget why he gets picked up and he goes into the asylum, right? But there's like an alien
and a
abduction
guy from
thing.
Star Trek is in it, remember? He has glasses and he's like, who was he?
I don't know.
An exorcist or something?
I don't know. And then I think Sarah Paulson, her character was the kind of the reporter that comes in and wants to tell the story of the injustices that are happening there, which was kind of my point about asylums and the wrongdoings and how mean the nurses were or whatever. You know, I think there was a lot of good moments in that series.
Why are you talking about my show?
Because I think you might be forgetting some of it too. But
I am definitely.
Well, there was like the whole Nazi thing, and then there was the whole alien thing. And so for me, I'm like, okay, the whole point of American Horror Story is to come
up. Clearly, I'm not a big fan of this subgenre.
What do you mean?
I'm just like.
Yeah, we're like.
Just not interested in like.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Well, whatever. So to me, I'm like, it could have just been really good. It could have just, I think with American Horror Story in general, the first season was so good. But what they started to do with every season thereafter was they started to spin off onto so many other like random ass stories. So like, why do you have to have an alien abduction theme at, you know, when you're talking about asylum, you know, which is an American Horror Story. Well, so like, why didn't they just do a whole other series all about aliens?
That's my point, right? Because they have to fill.
They don't have to though. They just start spinning out of control. It's just a lot. It's a lot. But yeah.
I mean, yeah.
They need to cut the
season. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Episodes.
They need to like cut down the amount of episodes and just tighten it up.
Yeah, that's what.
But this is why I'm saying, why did you even pick this if you don't like it that much?
It was the one that I could think of in recent memory that I enjoyed so
the
much.
The acting is really,
I could have
really
said 12
good.
Monkeys, but that's more sci-fi. You know,
oh, and you got that one little character. It was there's a chick that plays that one character with like the bald head, which is that little teeny, what was it? Pepper? Pepper. Do you remember that character? Pepper
She's
was a
Carnival,
great character.
Right? She's also in Carnival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which was cool when they started blending characters over. But
he started creating a universe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. And, but anyway, Pepper was a great character in that whole season. And, yeah, I don't know. Jessica Lange was totally a horrible, wicked person and was good, but I did enjoy that one. So
let's go to session 9.
I guess it sounds like I liked session it more 9. Than you liked it.
Session 9. Yeah. I mean, I told you, that's why I said quote unquote favorite.
All
like,
right, well, okay.
Asylum themed movies. And
okay. Well, I went with session 9 as we've discussed. And, this is to me something that I think a lot of people haven't seen. So if you're one of those people, this was not a high grossing film, but it definitely, if you're like me, it's got a kind of its own cult following, I would say. Yeah. I honestly remember going to the movie store and kind of perusing the
cult following.
I would say there.
Stretch.
No, I think that there's a group of us that are like, this is an amazing
about
movie.
Session 9. Okay.
That's because you're not part of the cult following. I was at the movie story. I was at the movie store and I remember like, I could not find something I really wanted to watch. And I picked it up and I think I went home with it on a whim, like in a, just hoping it was a good movie. And to me, I remember being, as I've said before, I love twists and it's got a complete great plot twist and kind of a shock and awe moment. And, it's just, it's a story about a guy who's kind of, a new dad and he needs money and he's, an asbestos cleaner. So he takes his crew in to clean out this old asylum. And basically, it's old, it's dilapidated, it's pretty scary looking in itself. And all the crew members that are there with him, a couple of them start go missing. You don't really know what's going on. They're all like, well, maybe he just left. But I think you find out that they're starting to get knocked off one by one. And you think that there's this crazy, maybe like, I don't know, masked assailant that's coming after all of them. And basically it's the lead character is kind of losing his mind. And throughout, which makes it even creepier, is you are listening to these tapes. And that's where the name Session 9 comes in, because it's the ninth tape or the ninth session of this.
Is it VHS tapes?
No, they're actual sound cassette tapes, I believe. But you are listening to the therapy sessions of a particular patient that was there many, many years ago. And one of the guys is just kind of obsessed with listening to this during their lunch breaks and their downtime. And I think the reveal is when Session 9 gets put on. And you hear basically the session recordings are of a person that has a dissociative like identity disorder. So they have many personalities. And there's this one personality named Simon that comes through in Session 9. And what's revealed is your main character, Gordon, basically he's been hearing Simon's voice. So I won't give the entire thing away, because I do think this is one of the ones that people probably haven't
seen.
It's
okay. I'll give it away.
No, so don't. Don't. Go watch it though. It's good. It's fun. And, it's dark. It's very dark, but, it's dark. It gets into mental health and it's sad.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. Whatever, y'all. What's your favorite asylum movie, peeps? Why don't you email us? We haven't asked you guys to weigh in yet, but you can. We haven't asked that in a while. Hey,
yeah,
email us.
That's true.
onefinalscare@gmail.com.
All right.
Well, have a great day, and we will return tomorrow.
This is Mickey.
This is Tracy.
Bye.